Trinadapi sunichena torodivasahishnuna amanina amanadena kirtaniya sada hari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare namai vikivalam. Kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So we left off at the paragraph where it says, all the people gathered there began to clap in great ecstasy, and no one could estimate the bounds of their pleasure. That is where we left off. To review and refresh where we're at here in Krishna Book, in our previous class, we heard that Krishna and Balaram defeated the two great wrestlers, Mushtika and Chanura. And now we are picking up from that point. The Brahmins present began to praise Krishna and Balaram ecstatically. Only Kamsa was morose. He neither clapped nor offered benediction to Krishna. Kamsa resented that the trumpets and drums should be played for Krishna's victory, and he was very sorry that the wrestlers had been killed and had fled the assembly. He therefore immediately ordered the band to stop playing and addressed his men as follows. I order that these two sons of Vasudeva be immediately driven out of Mathura. The cowherd boys who have come with them should be plundered and all their riches taken away. Nanda Maharaj should immediately be arrested and killed for his cunning behavior, and that rascal Vasudeva should also be killed without delay. Also, my father, Ugrasena, who has always supported my enemies against my will, should also be killed. When Kamsa spoke in this way, Lord Krishna became very angry with him, and within a second he jumped onto the high dais of King Kamsa. Kamsa was prepared for Krishna's attack, for he knew from the beginning that Krishna was to be the supreme cause of his death. Kamsa immediately unsheathed his sword and prepared to answer the challenge of Krishna with sword and shield. As Kamsa wielded his sword up and down, hither and thither, Lord Krishna, the supreme powerful Lord, caught hold of him with great force. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the shelter of the complete creation, and from whose lotus navel the whole creation is manifested, immediately knocked the crown from the head of Kamsa and grabbed his long hair in his hand. He then dragged Kamsa from his seat to the wrestling dais and threw him down. Then Krishna at once straddled his chest and began to strike him over and over again. Simply from the strokes of his fist, Kamsa lost his vital force. To assure his parents that Kamsa was dead, Lord Krishna dragged him as a lion drags an elephant after killing it. When the people saw this, there was a great roaring sound from all sides as some spectators expressed their jubilation and others cried in lamentation. From the day Kamsa had heard he would be killed by the eighth son of Devaki, he was always thinking of Krishna with his wheel in hand, And because he was very much afraid of his death, he was thinking of Krishna in that form 24 hours a day without stopping. Even while eating, while walking, and while breathing. And naturally, he got the blessing of liberation. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Sada tad bhava bhavita. A person gets his or her next life according to the thoughts in which one is always absorbed. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna with his wheel, which means Narayan, who holds a wheel, conchal, lotus flower, and club. According to the opinion of authorities, Kamsa attained Sarupya Mukti after death. That is to say, he attained the same form as Narayan or Vishnu. On the Vaikuntha planets, all the inhabitants have the same bodily features as Narayan. After his death, Kamsa attained liberation and was promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. From this instance, we can understand that even a person who thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an enemy gets liberation or a place in a Vaikuntha planet. So what to speak of the pure devotees who are always absorbed in favorable thoughts of Krishna? Even an enemy killed by Krishna gets liberation and is placed in the impersonal Brahmajyoti. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all good, anyone thinking of him either as an enemy or as a friend gets liberation. But the liberation of the devotee and the liberation of the enemy are not the same. The enemy generally gets the liberation of Sayujya, and sometimes he gets Sarupya liberation. Kamsa had 8 brothers, headed by Kanka, all of them younger than he. And when they learned that their elder brother had been killed, they combined together and rushed toward Krishna in great anger to kill him. Kamsa and his brothers were all Krishna's maternal uncles, brothers of Krishna's mother, Devaki. When Krishna killed Kamsa, he killed his maternal uncle, which is against the regulations of Vedic injunctions. Although Krishna is independent of all Vedic injunctions, he violates the Vedic injunctions only in inevitable cases. Kamsa could not be killed by anyone but Krishna. Therefore, Krishna was obliged to kill him. But as far as Kamsa's 8 brothers were concerned, Balaram took charge of killing them. Balaram's mother, Rohini, although the wife of Vasudeva, was not the sister of Kamsa. Therefore, Balaram took charge of killing all of Kamsa's 8 brothers. He immediately took up an available weapon, most probably the elephant's tusk which he carried, and killed the 8 brothers one after another, just as a lion kills a flock of deer. Krishna and Balaram thus verified the statement that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in order to give protection to the pious and to kill the impious demons who are always enemies of the demigods. The demigods from the higher planetary systems showered flowers, congratulating Krishna and Balaram. Among the demigods were powerful personalities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and all joined together in showing their jubilation over Kamsa's death. There were beating of drums and showering of flowers from the heavenly planets, and the wives of the demigods danced in ecstasy. The wives of Kamsa and his eight brothers were aggrieved at the sudden death of their husbands, and all of them struck their foreheads and shed torrents of tears, crying loudly and embracing the bodies of their dead husbands, which lay on the wrestling dais. The wives of Kamsa and his brothers lamenting, addressing the dead bodies. Our dear husbands, you are so kind, and you are the protectors of your dependents. Now, after death, we are also dead, along with your homes and children. We no longer look auspicious. On account of your death, the auspicious functions to take place, such as the sacrifice of the bow, have all been spoiled. Our dear husbands, you treated persons ill who were faultless, and as a result, you have been killed. This is inevitable because a person who torments an innocent person must be punished by the laws of nature. We know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme Master and Supreme Enjoyer of everything. Therefore, one who neglects his authority can never be happy. And ultimately, as you have, he meets death. Since Krishna was kind and affectionate to his parents, he solaced them as far as possible. The ritualistic ceremonies performed after death were then conducted under the personal supervision of Krishna, because he happened to be the nephew of all the dead princes. After finishing this business, Krishna and Balaram immediately released their father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, who had been imprisoned by Kamsa. Krishna and Balaram fell at their parents' feet and offered them prayers. Vasudeva and Devaki had suffered so much trouble from Kamsa because Krishna was their son. Devaki and Vasudeva were fully conscious of Krishna's exalted position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although Krishna touched their feet and offered them obeisances and prayers, they did not embrace him, but simply stood up to hear the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Krishna was born as their son, Vasudeva and Devaki were always conscious of his position. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 44th chapter of Krishna, entitled The Killing of Kamsa. So before we go to the next chapter, I will sing a short bhajan. Thank you. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chapter 45. Krishna recovers the son of his teacher. When Lord Krishna saw Vasudev and Devaki standing in a reverential attitude, he immediately expanded his influence of Yogamaya so that they could treat him and Balaram as children. As in the material world, the relationship existing between father and mother and children can be established amongst different living entities by the influence of the illusory energy, so by the influence of Yogamaya, the devotee can establish a relationship in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is his child. After creating this situation by his Yogamaya, Krishna appearing with his elder brother Balaram as the most illustrious son in the dynasty of the Satvatas, very submissively and respectfully addressed Vasudev and Devaki. My dear father and mother, although you have always been anxious for the protection of our lives, you could not enjoy the pleasure of having us as your babies, or as your growing boys, or as your adolescent youths. Krishna indirectly praised the fatherhood of Nanda Maharaj and motherhood of Yashoda as most glorious, because although he and Balaram were not their born sons, Nanda and Yashoda actually enjoyed their childhood pastimes. By nature's own arrangement, the childhood of the embodied living being is enjoyed by one's parents. Even in the animal kingdom, parents are found to be affectionate to their cubs, being captivated by the activities of their offspring. They take much care for their well-being. As for Vasudev and Devaki, they were always anxious for the protection of their sons, Krishna and Balaram. That is why Krishna, after his appearance, was immediately transferred to another's house. Balaram was also transferred from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. Vasudev and Devaki were full of anxieties for Krishna and Balaram's protection, but they could not enjoy their childhood pastimes. Krishna said, "Unfortunately, being ordered by our fate, we could not be raised by our own parents to enjoy childhood pleasures at home. My dear father and mother, a man cannot repay his debt to his parents from whom he gets this body, which can bestow upon him all the benefits of material existence. According to the Vedic injunctions, this human form of life enables one to perform all kinds of religious activities, fulfill all kinds of desires, and acquire all kinds of wealth. And only in this human form is there every possibility that one can get liberation from material existence. This body is produced by the combined efforts of the father and mother. Every human being should be obliged to his parents and understand that he cannot repay his debt to them. If after growing up, a son does not try to satisfy his parents by his actions or by an endowment of riches, he is surely punished after death by the superintendent of death and made to eat his own flesh. If a person is able to care for or give protection to old parents, a chaste wife, children, the spiritual master, brahmanas, and other dependents, but does not do so, he is considered already dead, although supposedly breathing. My dear father and mother, you have always been anxious for our protection, but unfortunately, we could not render any service to you. Until now, we have simply wasted our time. Due to reasons beyond our control, we could not serve you. Mother and Father, please excuse us for our sinfulness. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead was speaking as an innocent boy in very sweet words, Vasudev and Devaki became captivated by parental affection and embraced him with great pleasure. They were amazed and could not speak or answer the words of Krishna, but simply embraced him and Balaram in great affection and remained silent, shedding incessant tears. Thus, having consoled his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing as the beloved son of Devaki, approached his grandfather Ugrasena and announced that Ugrasena would now be the king of the Yadu kingdom. Kamsa had been forcibly ruling the kingdom of Yadu in spite of the presence of his father, whom he had arrested. But after the death of Kamsa, his father was released and announced to be the monarch of the Yadu kingdom. It appears that in those days, in the western part of India, there were many small kingdoms ruled by the Yadu dynasty, Andhaka dynasty, Vrishni dynasty, and Bhoja dynasty. Maharaj Ugrasena belonged to the Bhoja dynasty. Therefore, Krishna indirectly declared that the king of the Bhoja dynasty would be the emperor of the other small kingdoms. Krishna willingly asked Maharaj Ugrasena to rule over himself and Balaram because they were his subjects. The word praja is used both for progeny and for citizens. So Krishna belonged to the praja, both as a grandson of Maharaj Ugrasena's and as a member of the Yadu dynasty. Thus, he voluntarily accepted the rule of Maharaj Ugrasena. He therefore informed Ugrasena, being cursed by Yayati, the kings of the Yadu dynasty may not occupy the throne. It will be our pleasure to act as your servants. My full cooperation with you will make your position more exalted and secure, so that the kings of other dynasties will not hesitate to pay their respective revenues. Protected by me, you will be honored even by the demigods from the heavenly planets. My dear grandfather, out of fear of my late uncle Kamsa, all the kings belonging to the Yadu, Vrishni, Andaka, Madhu, Darshaha, and Kukuta dynasties were very anxious and disturbed. Now you can pacify them all and give them assurance of security. The whole kingdom will now be peaceful. All the kings in the neighboring area had left their homes in fear of Kamsa and were living in different parts of the country. Now, after the death of Kamsa and the reinstallment of Ugrasena as king, the neighboring kings were given all kinds of presentations and comforts. Then they returned to their respective homes. After this nice political arrangement, the citizens of Mathura were pleased to live in Mathura, being protected by the strong arms of Krishna and Balaram. On account of good government in the presence of Krishna and Balaram, the inhabitants of Mathura felt complete satisfaction in the fulfillment of all their material desires and necessities. And because they saw Krishna and Balaram daily, face to face, they soon forgot all material miseries completely. As soon as they saw Krishna and Balaram coming out onto the street, very nicely dressed and smiling, and looking at the citizens with grace, the citizens were immediately filled with loving ecstasies, simply by seeing the personal presence of Mukunda. The name Mukunda refers to one who can award liberation and transcendental bliss. Krishna's presence acted as such a vitalizing tonic that not only the younger generation, but even the old men of Mathura became fully invigorated with youthful energy and strength by regularly seeing Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda were also living in Mathura because Krishna and Balaram were there. But after some time, they wanted to go back to Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram went before Nanda and Yasoda and very affectionately embraced them. And then the two lords spoke as follows. Dear father and mother, although we were born of Vasudev and Devaki, you have been our real father and mother. Because from our very birth and childhood, you raised us with great affection and love. Your affectionate love for us was more than anyone can offer one's own children. You are actually our father and mother because you raised us as your own children when we were just like orphans. For certain reasons, we were rejected by our father and mother, and you protected us. Dear father and mother, we know that you will feel separation upon returning to Vrindavan and leaving us here, but please rest assured that we shall come back to Vrindavan just after giving some satisfaction to our real father and mother, Vasudeva and Devaki, and our grandfather and other family members. Krishna and Balaram thus satisfied Nanda and Yashoda by sweet words and by presentations of various kinds of clothing, ornaments, and copper utensils. They satisfied them along with their friends and neighbors who had come with them from Vrindavan to Mathura as fully as possible. On account of excessive parental affection for Balaram and Krishna, Nanda felt tears in his eyes, and he embraced them and started with the cowherd men for Vrindavan. So I'm going to end the Krishna book reading for tonight at this place. And before we go to our next class, which will be the Narada Bhakti Sutra Part 2, we will do a nice bhajan. Namaste Narasinghaya, Namaste Narasinghaya, Namaste Narasinghaya, Prahlada Lada Dayane, Prahlada Lada Dayane, Hiranya Kashipur Vakshaha, Hiranya Kashipur Vakshaha, Shila Tangana Kalaye, Shila Tangana Kalaye, Ito Narsingha Padato Narsingha, Ito Narsingha Padato Narsingha, Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha, Yato Yato Yamitato Narsingha, Bahi Narsingha Hridaye Narsingha, Bahi Narsingha Hridaye Narsingha, Narsingha Madin Sharanam Prapadye, Narsingha Madin Sharanam Prapadye, Narsingha Madin Sharanam Prapadye, Tavakara Kamalavarei Nakam Adbhuta Shringam, Dalita Hiranyakashipu Chanu Bringam, Keshavadrita Narahari Ruva Jat Jagadisha Hare, Jat Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Keshavadrita Narahari Ruva Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Keshava Dvita Narahadi Rupa, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish Hare, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we will start the second class on the Narada Bhakti Sutras.